The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm not sure that we know what it's going to be like because it is an adaptive campaign and it's going to develop over time. We have a broad strategic framework from which to work from, and that's helpful to us. And we'll have to see how it's going to develop over time.
They're an adaptive force, and we've seen them adapt to the airstrikes that we're doing. But really, bad news for them. We're the most adaptive force in the world. And so as they adapt, we'll adapt.
Ah, that's the Vice Admiral John Miller. Adapt. That seems to be the word of choice. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're at the crossroads of a whole bunch of things, aren't we? Certainly in the quicksand of the Middle East, the airstrikes continue and hit some prime targets. Once the airstrikes happen, then it's all about, well, who do we hit? Who do we get? What have we taken out? As we continue to roll forward, and more people are involved in the coalition and step up to the plate, which happened last week when the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia were part of a big air mission that knocked out at least 2 million a day that the ISIS group was counting on, because it's about the money, bringing in the money to bring in the equipment to continue to do the research. And now some of their prime real estate was hit and taken out, and that's money that was being raised thanks to oil and refineries and all of that that they struck but did not take out the refineries because of what that would do otherwise to the area. However, it pulled out probably 2 million a day in what they were able to make in an area that was producing 300 to 500 barrels of oil a day. So this is big. This fight against ISIS is like nothing we have seen in the past. It's unlike any action we have taken. That's why you can tell with the Admiral, he's relying on these words, adaptive, and we'll see, and then adaptive, and we'll adopt, because he doesn't want to be too specific for fear of not really knowing what's going to happen with this coalition. Because it includes 5 Arab countries. They're flying on airstrike missions over Syria. 50 countries are now part of it. It's more than just what's happening on the ground. This is a campaign that we haven't seen. So Congress is supporting what's happening now at this point, training and equipping the troops in Syria and Iraq. But what about needing force? What about if it comes to we need to have force somehow? There's a thought running around Washington that Congress may have to debate this whole war situation. Is it war? This is a rare thing that we take an action that has all these people involved in it, critical action. But we're not really calling it a war. How much of a threat is it to the people in the United States? Well, I think it's pretty clear. If you don't do something, if we leave this exposed and it's unchecked, it will be a bigger threat in Europe and it will be a bigger threat in the United States. When we knocked down the Khorasan group, one of the things we found was that there were already plans to have planes that went to the United States with toothpaste bombs and with bombs made of particular pieces of clothing that had been perfected this time, kind of like the underwear bomber a few Christmases ago that didn't work out. This time the clothing was undetectable and would have had a better chance of a success rate. So thank goodness that was exposed. And it wasn't just the United States, it was Europe too, but there was a lot of push to get to the United States. So we really don't know where this is headed. We really don't know what the timeline is going to look like for sure. With 50 countries involved and other people part of the airstrike and doing other things related to this, you would have to think more manpower, all kinds of manpower, lots of representation in different ways that would speed up the clock. But who knows what ISIS has up its sleeve. In fact, the president confessed that we misjudged this group, that we didn't realize just how deadly they were, that we had been underestimating what was happening in Syria. And this was a breeding ground, almost like a mosquito breeding ground for jihadists around the world. And sure enough, that's exactly what has happened. It's become that. So how long does it take to defeat it? Who knows? The president was on 60 Minutes. And on 60 Minutes, he talked about it. He talked about the intelligence, not really realizing the intelligence that, you know, just how bad this had gotten, that just how serious this group was, and meaning how many tentacles they had and how many people they were recruiting. But the big news over the weekend, and I mentioned this, is that the Khorasan leader, a 9/11 plotter, was killed in the airstrikes. This was a guy who had a $7 million price tag on his head. So this is big that this guy was taken out over the weekend as they tried to figure out, you know, that's always what happens on the ground. They have site monitors trying to figure it out, knowing where somebody is. And the idea that they were able to get to him is huge, because he was a guy who was recruiting during 9/11. He was one of the financier guys that had Osama bin Laden's ear. And now this guy is gone. So that means he's no longer one of the faces of recruiting. He's no longer somebody higher up, one of the lieutenants, even beyond lieutenant, to call the shots. And his name was Mohsin Al-Fadi, a senior Al-Qaeda operative, was killed in one of the strikes. And then they're still investigating specifically what happened to him. And then the other thing was that Fadi was known as Al-Kuwaiti, and I'm sure you've heard that name. It is a couple different names. And they think that he, you know, this Khorasan, which is a word that's used to include parts of Pakistan and Afghanistan, that this Khorasan group is now leaderless, and how, in a sense, and how huge that is. I mean, they were offering, like I said before, $7 million for information on where he was, because he was so close to bin Laden, and he was one of the few people that was determined to have known about the attacks in advance of September 11th. Wow. All right, hang with us. We've just scratched the surface for this hour of America Tonight. Much more to come. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
That's what he goes there for. He's gonna lock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through his truck door and break his wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Couple of things here, odds and ends, bouncing around some of what was being discussed over the weekend. I think one of the biggest buzz, I'm going to call it, in the backyard of some of the people in Oklahoma had to be over this sick, sad beheading of a woman who worked at Vaughn, who worked at a center with another employee who had been fired. He came back and had nothing on Facebook or anything else that would have pointed to he was angry and furious at the people and he was going to get any kind of retribution, nothing like that. And then why does he behead someone he's working with? So immediately, where do people start to think that this is part of the whole ISIS deal and this is what we've been hearing about, and apparently he had no terrorist ties whatsoever as far as that was concerned. However, absolutely had ties to Islam, but wanting to be sort of a jihadist is what it looked like in this Oklahoma beheading. So there started to be some unrest, and there were people, I'll say, protesting, and there was big concerns about what was going to happen in Oklahoma over this Alton Alexander Nolan, who was shot inside the Vaughn Food Processing Plant and then regained consciousness. So thank goodness he wasn't killed in a way, because to me, I think they need to get him and need to process him through the system. So they interviewed him on Friday. Police expect him to be moved to a different jail by the beginning of this upcoming week. He had recently converted to Islam, and he had changed his name, and he had posted some quotations from the Quran, but didn't talk about his job. So he had crazy kind of rants and jokes and whatnot about Islam, but there was no terrorism link whatsoever. Nothing tying him to Islamic State or any other group in the Middle East. But because there was so much unrest over this, the Oklahoma Conference of Churches issued a statement on Saturday telling people in Oklahoma, these are not the actions, beliefs, or practices of the Islamic community in Oklahoma. That the community, in fact, has condemned violence, especially acts of violence carried out in the name of Islam, and that along with our Muslim brothers and sisters, we affirm that true Islam is, in fact, a religion of peace, and that those inflicting violence in the name of Islam are perverting Islam for their own ends. So the attack happened after Nolan learned, this guy, this 30-year-old, that he had lost his job at the processing plant. They say he walked in the front office of the plant, attacked one of the first people he encountered. Colleen Hufford was her name. He severed her head with a knife, then attacked a 43-year-old who was in stable condition for a whole bunch of different wounds. He wasn't targeting anyone specifically. They were just there when he came in. They were just in the way. And he stopped attacking when he was shot by Mark Vaughn, who, besides being the company CEO, had been a reserve deputy with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. So how about that? And the thing is that this Nolan character had been in prison until March of last year for possession of a controlled substance. He escaped confinement and resisting an officer. He was arrested another time when he threw a bag of crack cocaine and marijuana out of the car window as he was being pulled over for some kind of a traffic violation. So he had a string of different things. How awful is this, though, for that family? Can you imagine? Very frightening. So he came up for parole in 2012. The governor denied his parole. The governor is Mary Fallon, and didn't think that he was a good candidate for early parole. And now here it is, just a few years later, and look what happens. Look at the circumstance and the situation. So you have people over the weekend, I noticed, and I've mentioned this before in the show, that you had people talking about workplace violence, that you looking for the risk factors and the warning signs and all of that. And I just don't know how you can point that out. A guy who works in the place, so he's somebody who works there, comes in, and there's any way you're going to have alarm bells go off and you're going to know that he's going to behead the first person he runs into when he walks in the door. It's like in Illinois. You had the guy who walked into the air traffic control center in the early morning, starts a fire, then cuts his throat. He'd worked in that control center for 8 years, and he was being transferred to Hawaii. How would either one of these have shown, what kind of signs of anger or disappointment or whatever could they have seen in either case? In Oklahoma, horrific what happened to the two women and what could have happened to some of the other people. And then, of course, equally as awful in a different way, flights were done on Friday in and out of Chicago in both airports because of what this guy does to the air traffic center. Comes in, starts a fire. How do you know the guy's going to come in and start a fire and sabotage it? You don't. The FBI is now looking into the past of the Oklahoma beheading suspect, and he had the governor denying the early release and all of that. But workplace violence coming in to do that, pretty tough, I think, to see that. Pretty tough to realize what's happening. And when people panic and they start to see this kind of stuff and think, wow, it's getting out of hand, there were some statistics that were released, and workplace homicides actually decreased compared to this year, the first part of this year, compared to last year. We'll see. But it is awful. Can you imagine the people in that plant who are just doing the regular job they do every day? People who have been there, there were people that have been there a very, very long time. This was their home. These were their friends. And that's what happens when he goes through the front door. I'd want to know what he said in that interview. And they're not leaking out very much information. But what made him snap? What was he trying to do? What was the deal with that? And, of course, he had been fired. So there was something with his personality or something he had done or something on the job or whatever would have led to that. But certainly there would have been something, maybe that they saw the red flags. Then he's let go, but he's able to come back in and turn that place upside down. And then there you go. Thank goodness with the CEO has a gun and he's able to shoot him, but shoot him to wound him, not kill him. And then they're able to get him and cart him off. But he stopped him from hurting more people. As soon as you hear the screams and everything happens, he immediately is there and he's ready to roll. And probably save the lives of a few other people because there are quite a few people working at his plant. But the workplace signs, I think pretty tough. And who are the high risks for violence? Who are the people that are at high risk? I've also seen statistics on this, and they say healthcare workers, police officers, store clerks, taxi drivers, all in the line of fire. And then if you have people who are fired, and that makes sense, or somebody that is transitioned to something else that they don't want to do, also that can be a problem. Boy, oh boy. Stay with us. More coming your way next here on America Tonight with the weekly re-rack.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Virtual green room. It's so cool. I would love to do this myself, but can you imagine going to Space Camp, the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, this past week in Huntsville, Alabama, for the 25th year, visually impaired students from 24 states and 11 countries learning what it's like to be an astronaut. And we have one of the campers with us right now, Marie Young. Hey, Marie, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Tell me, what was your favorite thing about Space Camp? What was the coolest thing you did? If you go back to school and you tell your friends what you did, what would be the first thing you would tell them that you liked the best?
Oh, gosh. Well, today I had to climb a 30-foot telephone pole, but I was harnessed up, and I was on this little platform about like 4 inches wide and 4 inches tall, and I had to jump off the I had to stand on top of this platform, and I looked down at everyone and they looked so tiny, and I had to jump off, and it was pretty much like a leap of faith for everyone because they were holding me up, and I felt like on top of the world. It was amazing.
I love that you were on top of the world. And you know, once you did it, was it hard to like go off that ledge? It had to be wild to do it, to get there. And
It was pretty nerve-wracking, but everyone was chanting my name and it was really encouraging.
Very neat. Well, I can tell you, I've never done anything like that. You've also met a lot of different people. You heard that I said there were kids from 24 states and 11 countries. Who have you buddied up with that you think you may stay in touch with? Did you meet some people you might stay in touch with?
I've met these two boys from Israel, and it was really cool hearing about how their lifestyle is like back there. And it was really amazing to compare it to what it's like here.
Neat.
They're not used to having bacon because they're not allowed to have to harvest pigs where they are. So it was kind of funny hearing that. And this boy from Ireland, he didn't know what pudding was, and so it was kind of difficult describing pudding to someone who's never had it before.
I like that. See, it's always about the food, Marie. It always comes back to food. Even if you're young or when you're older, we're always somehow talking about food, whether it's bacon or pudding. And then it must have been pretty cool to do. Didn't you do the weightless thing? Did you do that where you felt like you were in space like an astronaut?
I went scuba diving, and it was pretty insane having that big tank on you and trying to go down solo, and it was crazy.
Neat. Well, I am jealous. What a cool experience that you had, and I'm sure you're going to take a lot of memories away from camp with you. I know there's a big ceremony coming up in the following day, and congratulations to you. That sounds like a very neat experience that you just had.
Thank you. I've been really excited to be here.
All right, Marie. So we go from Marie to the program coordinator, Dan Oates. And as I mentioned, it's 25 years that they've been doing this, that they've been bringing these visually impaired kids like Marie to the space camp. And all of this, by the way, is funded through charity, through charitable donations. And, boy, people like to hear about it. And you just heard how Marie described. You could hear the excitement in her voice. I think it's an amazing program that they put on. Dan, thanks for coming on the show as well.
No problem. Glad to be here.
So tell me how this all came together. I mean, who was the brainchild behind this? What was the trust or the people that sat around the table and decided, you know what, this would be really cool if we did this?
Well, the whole program at Space Camp started in 1982, and then in 1989, a lady who was blind from New England called down to register, and the Space Camp took her registration, and she mentioned she was blind, and they said, "Oh no, we can't do that. We don't know what to do with you." And of course, 1989 was a different time than it is today. But the director of the Space and Rocket Center at that time, Ed Buckby, who's also the founder of Space Camp, decided this is the time to start a program for blind and visually impaired children. So he called back his hometown in Romney, West Virginia, and incorporated the children at the School for the Blind there in West Virginia. And we brought 20 children down and tried the program out for the first time in 1990, and have been going strong ever since.
How do you adapt to kids that are visually impaired? I mean, do you have things with Braille on it, or what do you do with those kids that would be different from other kids who can see?
Well, we do all the written material in Braille, all the written material in large print. The computers here have speech on them, and they also have screen enlargement software so the kids can get their eyes right up and the screen appears bigger. And they learn how to navigate that with a special keypad that we have adapted here. And they take about, with kids and technology today, they take about 5 minutes to learn how to do that. The headphones here are special headphones for our kids with two audio channels. The right ear having mission control chatter and the left ear having computer speak. So the kids have to differentiate two audio signals at the same time.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, you know, in doing this, I know one of the things that happens is this high ropes course. What's the object of the high ropes course? I don't know if I'd be able to do it. And how are they doing it?
Well, it's a 49-foot rock wall, and we get to the top, and it's a 200-yard zip line off with a 10-foot fall of faith. You sit on the edge of the platform, fall for 10 feet before the cable catches you, and then you zip on down. And then the 32-foot pamper pole that Marie was talking about. And the whole point behind it is the self-confidence that it gives the kids and the teamwork and the positive peer pressure, which is sort of rare these days, positive peer pressure that these kids get from their teammates. And like Marie said, it was a little crazy, but everybody was chanting her name. And that gets you up the pole, gets you to stand on the top of that little 8-inch platform on top of a 32-foot telephone pole, and then to jump off into the air with a harness on.
Yeah, I'm still processing
that. You think you can do everything.
I love it. What is it like for you to see this happening, to watch these kids come through this camp and do things like you just described?
Well, it's the reason I do it, because kids like Marie, I met this summer at a conference in California, and I just looked at her and I said, you've got to come. You're the kind of kid that will come here and love this. And I've got alumni back who came here in the late 90s, and they're now in their 30s, and they came back just to relive the feelings that they had here. Because for a lot of kids who are blind or visually impaired, they may be the only kid in their school, and it may not have any other blind or visually impaired peers to talk to. And they come here, and they are surrounded by their blind and visually impaired peers. And it's a high, and they're leaders here. They don't have to worry about being made fun of or being bullied. Here, they are like everybody else.
Yeah. Wow. Again, it's just so amazing that these kids listening to the stories and whatnot. And I understand Helen Keller's great niece, Helen Keller Johnson, is actually going to come and speak to the campers, too, at the graduation.
Yeah, Keller Johnson lives about an hour and 15 minutes from here in Tuscumbia, at Ivy, in the same town where Helen Keller grew up. And Keller's been a friend of the program for a number of years, and I asked her to come over and speak, and she's in charge. She's the executive director of the Helen Keller Foundation, and she said she'd be honored to come, and we're honored to have her.
With the notice that you're getting, you know, with the publicity and people talking about it, do you have to limit the amount of kids? Do you find that you get a lot of people applying or wanting to come to it, and you have to have a cutoff point?
We've never had a cutoff point. This was our highest attendance at 202 children from 11 countries and 24 states. There is a breaking point that we'll eventually reach if the numbers continue to grow, simply because of the number of hours in a day, the number of teams, the number of missions that can exist at any one time here. But I think we're probably 50 kids away from that.
All right. So for now, if somebody's listening to us and they know somebody who's a good candidate, do you do it once a year or do you do it a couple times?
We do it once a year. Mm-hmm. Our program called Space Camp for Interested Visually Impaired Students, or SciViz, occurs in September. But the nice thing about Space Camp is this equipment they have here can be brought out of the warehouse, and the computers with a keystroke can be made to work for blind or visually impaired, totally accessible. So if a kid wants to come with his class of his sighted peers, they can come any time during the school year that Space Camp has a program. So while we offer a whole lot more, they're allowed, they're accessible now. They can come any time, and they used to freak out every time a blind kid came, and now it's just like, oh, yeah, it's fun. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Boy, I so agree. Perfect way to end this. The SciViz program, terrific stuff. Program coordinator Dan Oates, thanks.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The 1-2. Chop toward third. It's a base hit and an RBI for Jeter, and the Yankees lead 3-0. And that is going to be it for Derek Jeter. His final hit, an RBI single, as Jeter says goodbye to baseball.
Surefire Hall of Famer in an era when we're talking about the bad boys in sports, it seems. You know my take on that if you've listened to America Tonight at all. When we get into the sports thing, I think sports is a microcosm of society. So with everything that we've had happen domestic violence-wise and what they're doing about it, the NFL, things that have happened in baseball with steroids, Jeter was a throwback. He was a one-of-a-kind. He's a work ethic guy, to be sure. Not a lot of problems with Derek Jeter. 20 years with the Yankees and 5 championships. 5 years, he will be in the Hall of Fame for sure. First-time ballot. One team. We may never see very many people that can claim that they can play with one team again in now and in the future because of trading and salaries and everything else mixed in. So he exits stage center. There isn't a stage left for Derek Jeter. He was an amazing, amazing contributor to what the Yankees did and the Yankees runs over the years. And I read a lot of things about Jeter. I've interviewed him a few times. And one of the things I thought was interesting that he said is while a lot of people feared the boss, George Steinbrenner, he loved it when the boss ran the team because when things were brutal, when they were stinking it up, he would come down and he would size up players and kind of give them the evil eye. But he said he liked that there was sort of this accountability thing, even if others thought it was nuts and talked about it in the papers and stuff. He enjoyed George Steinbrenner, of course, Joe Torre, who was his manager for a very long time, and a whole bunch of players who were there in New York for his final at-bat there. And it's just so fitting that his final at-bat, Michael Kay with the call that you just heard, he gets an RBI single at Fenway Park because of the battles between the Yankees and Boston. To me, one of the best rivalries in sports. It is fitting that that's what happens in the end for him. And it has to be strange when you come up through the farm system, you know the little kid, you want to play baseball, and you pursue it, and it happens for you. I mean, it just happens for you. And he was that kind of guy. Now, he says he's not going to go back into the game of baseball, that he has other entrepreneurial things he's doing, so he doesn't really want to pop up in a broadcast booth somewhere, and he doesn't want to pop up managing a team or being part of a team in any way like that unless he owns some sort of a team. But otherwise, he has no aspirations whatsoever to do that. So farewell to Derek Jeter. He gets, again, my daily salute. I think I gave him the daily salute the other day when he said goodbye to New York. And I'm not a huge Yankee fan. I'm just a Derek Jeter fan. And I don't know that we'll ever find another player like Derek Jeter. As we poke around in a couple of other spots, too, as well, very frightening to see Ebola, the clinics, continue to fill up. The death toll is now at 3,000. And I got a Bloomberg magazine the other day, and the cover of the magazine said, folks, Ebola is coming. The U.S. had a chance to stop the virus in its tracks. It missed. We're going to have some people, some what I call rock star scientists on the show next week to talk about Ebola and to talk about the consequences of it and really worldwide where we're headed with this, because doctors are certainly in a small supply and high demand, and they're scrambling to find whatever resources for this outbreak. Because we keep hitting these high numbers, the World Health Organization is confirming that more people keep dying of Ebola, even as they try to become tighter about exposure and getting as many of the supplies as they can to where they need to get it. The clinics are just filling up. I mean, people are crouching on the ground, sitting outside of the metal gates that are locked to try to get into these facilities in Africa, especially because this is where we're talking about Liberia and all those other places that have been hit by it so hard. Sierra Leone and Nigeria, same thing. They have not enough beds, not enough places to move people around. The president ordered 3,000 military to West Africa. They're there training health workers, trying to build more places, more hospitals, and coming up with sections for infected aid workers in Liberia. And this is all they can do, keep trying to fight it and see as many people as they can see. But masks, boots, gloves, gowns, protective suits, a definite. We've seen what happens to the people who work with the people who have Ebola. If they don't figure out how to keep this under control, this outbreak, this virus, it could affect as many as 1.4 million people by the end of the year. And the CDC is not pulling punches on this. Nearly half of the people could die. And if more people get sick than those who recover or die, then you have an even bigger need to take care of them. So that means hospital workers, hospitals, all the stuff that is pretty significant right now. So they're trying to ship everything they can out to protect the people as fast as possible. as fast as possible. How many of you, and we did get some phone calls on this, are concerned about Ebola, are concerned about where it's headed and how we cannot turn our back on it and say, well, it's not really here and we don't have to worry about it. We were worried at the border, but it's not coming in through the border as much as we thought it could come in. I'd say anybody should be worried about Ebola if you have any kind of travel going on where somebody picks something up. That's the thing. Before we were saying, well, it's not an airborne disease, but if you have a brush with somebody with it and there's some kind of a cut or something, there's a transfer of liquid, that's it. Your chances of getting it have just been elevated. And it can be really disastrous. Not just in Africa, not just in West Africa, but in other places too, because of traveling, because of missions, because of people who are just trying to help think they're fine, and then they're on a plane, and how many people would they infect? And there's no way to know for sure the numbers, but we've seen viruses and how they can grab a hold of people, and certainly how they can transfer. And so Ebola is, boy, that is one very, very sad death. That's one that you don't want to have to contend with, that you don't want to accidentally rush across and realize that, and don't realize that you have it. Mm. One last thought. Ending the week, it wasn't about so much Ebola, and it was always about ISIS, but also the fact that Eric Holder resigned. So who's the next in line to replace him? You've got midterm elections coming up. You have lots of disagreement on the Hill. You have a short list of people. But the short list might not pass muster with the Congress in place and raring to go after Eric Holder. And Eric Holder said he'll stay. It's complicated. He'll stay as long as he has to stay until the replacement is in. So you wonder if there'd be some giddy up there, especially with a lot of the Republicans who didn't want him in, to hurry up and come up with some sort of successor. Who is that successor? Deval Patrick's name has come up pretty high on the list, actually. Don't know if he'll get it, but I bet they'll look at him. Remember, if you have anything to say, you can always send it to us, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.